That you thought I'd never come on air. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd with Art Speak Radio every Wednesday noon to 1 here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. As you see, I still have this crud that's following me by Sugars. So I hope that I'm coming in as clearly as possible at 90.1 FM. Or you can listen to us online at kkfi.org. You know, this has been a terrific week for us here at the station because we're in the middle of our 2017 Winter Pledge Drive. And, you know, this is where you can make a difference in your opinion and what you listen to, what you tune into here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. So I want to talk to a very dear friend of ours who is actually one of the founders of KKFI way back when, Ralph Tomlinson. He was there from the very start. And, you know, please tell us, Ralph, your thoughts about community radio.
My thoughts. How long have we got?
Well.
No, it's great to be down here at KKFI, and I have a lot of fun coming down here doing the pledge drives and seeing how the radio station grows every time I come down here. It's amazing. So this was just sort of a dream of a few folks in a bar one night who got together and said, you know, wouldn't it be fun to do a radio station? And it's taken off, and now it's just 100,000 watt.
100,000 watts, yeah.
It's a monster community radio station, one of the few in the country that has that range and that power. And it's always so good to come down here and see people like Mark Manning, who has a wonderful show, one of my favorites. And Maria, I love being on her show because we find out about the art scene in Kansas City, which is a really thriving art scene.
It is a huge art scene, whether it's visual arts, spoken word, performance, ceramicists, a lot of arts organizations. I give them voice here on the program because we want to make our community of artists and makers and all that aware of the possibilities, opportunities that exist for them here in Kansas City. And so it's really sort of showcasing all that terrific creative energy that's here in Kansas City.
Yeah, and there's nobody else doing this. Every once a week you get to hear Maria on the air talking about we're going to have to oil that door. That door is driving me. Anyway.
Well, this is my fifth year beginning Art Speak Radio. So I'm very proud to have had, a multitude of people here in the station, on air. But, I can tell our listeners that are wanting to be a part and support the station, call in with your pledge at 888-931-0901. Listen, if you've ever tuned in and heard someone that you are really enamored with in terms of their work, their passion, their writing, if you've ever tuned in and listened to someone talk about opportunities for artists, openings, listen to them recite poetry, then you need to call this number, 888-931-0901, because we definitely need your support. This is also an arts organization. Right, Ralph?
That's true. And if you call now, that number again is 888-931-0901. We have a lot of sort of thank you gifts if you give us a call. $90, we've got a new T-shirt. We try to get a T-shirt for every fun drive, and this one's really cool. There's actually a turntable on the front with a record with KKFI on the record, and I was feeling rather devilish on the way down here. I called up and said, so what's a turntable anyway?
But you're on.
So you get that for $90. For $100, we've got a pair of tickets to the Blues Kitchen Live, which is on Saturday, March 25th, down at BB's Lawnside Barbecue. It's a blues breakfast. It's a fun time. I've been down there for that, and it's great to sit around and drink Bloody Marys for breakfast at BB's. And
I'm drinking one
blues.
Now.
Yeah.
Not really. Can't do that. FCC won't allow me to do that. But, we have such an important agenda here at KKFI, and that is to serve the community and to give voice to the underheard, people here in Kansas City. So 888-931-0901. I'm counting on you folks who say that you support the arts. I'm counting on you to call because I'll be honest with you. When we go through the pledge drive, I'm probably one of the programmers that have the fewest calls. Now, that I find upsetting because people really seem to love the arts here in Kansas City.
That's true. So you probably have the most guests. That's not fair.
There you go. So 888-931-0901. Let's make it fair. Thank you so much,
sure,
Ralph. And Ralph's going to be back with us later because he's got a whole terrific bunch of stuff to talk about at the Latha Public Library. And one, I'm just going to give you a little teaser. You know, you can rent a ukulele at the Latha Library in Latha, Kansas. So we'll talk more about that. Very good. Yeah?
Thanks.
Oh, thank you. And I do want to turn my attention to other guests that we have here in the studio today. We've got Morgan A. Perry and Tim Scott. They're going to discuss the Unless Explicitly Attributed. Is that right?
We're talking about the business of theater today.
Okay. I don't know where I got that from, but at any rate, we're going to talk about the business of theater with Tim Scott and Morgan A. Perry. Also, I have a musician, Mo Shinola, who's going to perform live here in the KKFI studio. And again, we're going to follow up with Ralph Tomlinson, who's going to talk about all the terrific events at the Latha Library. So let's get started because we got lots to talk about. Morgan A. Perry and Tim Scott, thank you so much for coming on the show today. The Business of Theater.
Yes, the Business of Theater is coming out of our good, very, very good friends at Musical Theater Heritage and Crown Center. If you haven't had a chance to check out the theater that they give you access to, it's astounding that we've got that in Kansas City.
Yeah, we're really excited to host the event at the MTH Theater down there on the third floor of Crown Center and with the Mid-Continent Public Library. And the Business of Theater, the panel discussion that we're hosting on February 24th, is kind of a crazy opportunity to come and learn the ins and outs of the workings of theater. You know, we live in the Shark Tank era where startup companies and young entrepreneurs are looking to make a buck on whatever business they're looking to do. And theater is very much a business. And so we're going to talk about, you know, starting up your nonprofit organization, which I know is very near and dear to KKFI, and what makes a good foundation to have a professional theater working in Kansas City. I mean, we've got over a dozen professional theaters. We're among the largest per capita professional theater cities in the world.
Is that amazing?
Yeah,
when you take
New York City and Chicago, you take them out of the equation, Kansas City is probably, you know, they're in the top three of the remaining cities in the country in terms of per capita professional theater. So, really a hotbed. I mean, you talk about the arts in Kansas City, theater is right at the forefront.
It really is. And, you know, some of the panelists that will be on that the Business of Theater will include people from the Unicorn, KC Rep, KC Black Rep Theater, Spinning Tree, Fish Tank, Quality Hill, and KC Actors Theater anymore.
Just named some of the largest professional theaters in all of Kansas City. To be able to have that type of panel to come together, that they were even available. You know, we've got Jim Miller, the Assistant Artistic Director of the Kansas City Repertory Theater, and then we made it a priority to get managing directors. Jason Krylicek, the Managing Director at the Unicorn, Rick Truman, the Managing Director at the Playhouse, because, you know, this isn't a discussion to come and learn how to audition well. I mean, that's not what this is about. Yeah. This is about the business of theater and how to be successful in that business, not only from a managerial standpoint, but also be successful as a performer. That'll be one component of it. We're so fortunate to be able to have John Rensenhaus of the Kansas City Actors Theater there, and Dan Ron and Andy Parkhurst of Spinning Tree Theater. Just crazy.
You know, and we keep saying there, but I don't, for some reason, I left out all the details. So tell us when, where, how, why,
absolutely,
and what.
We are going to be at MTEH, the third floor of Crown Center, on Friday, February 24th. The show starts at 7 p.m. Doors are going to open at 6:30. This is free. We live in this magic city right now. We live in this magic city where we've got the Kauffman Foundation,
right,
where
right.
we've got so much information coming in about how to do business, how to be successful in that. And we have this thriving arts scene. Let's bring these two things together and talk about how to have financially successful art scenes.
Mm-hmm.
How do we keep these going? How do we treat artists like the entrepreneurs that
yeah.
they are?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be a disruptive artist? Why aren't we talking about mm-hmm. these topics mm-hmm. already? Kansas City is the perfect place to have this discussion.
Absolutely.
And the great thing about this discussion, as you alluded to earlier, is that, you know, we've got the full spectrum of financial discourse at our disposal. We've got the mm-hmm. Kansas Repertory mm-hmm. Theater there,
yeah.
you know, an $8 million annual theater. And then we've got Heidi Van at the Fish Tank
yeah.
Theater there, which
yeah.
is very much still a grassroots operation. And
yeah.
Dameron, who's just now starting
yeah.
his nonprofit
yeah.
organization with the Black Repertory Theater of Kansas
yeah.
City. So be able to have that spectrum to draw on,
mm-hmm.
someone in the infancy of their business, all the way to the other end of the largest nonprofit theater in Kansas
mm-hmm.
City and in the region, I mean, that's just a wealth of information in between.
There's something so valuable and all these voices that have come together. I mean, something that that is very impactful, you know.
And you know what else I think is interesting, and Morgan brought this up in our earlier conversations, is that, you know, everyone markets theater the same way, no matter
yeah.
if it's professional theater, community
mm-hmm.
theater, high school theater, and there's a real disconnect in what the difference is between all of
mm-hmm.
those
mm-hmm.
levels of theater. There's a disconnect in the understanding of it, but there's not necessarily a disconnect in the price. I mean, a community
yeah.
theater show
yeah.
can cost me $29, and I can go see a professional show that's going to cost me that or less.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
really what part of my mission is as a professional actor and a producer is to let people know what the delineation is, what the difference is, so they can be a better informed consumer, because
mm.
it all costs
yeah,
real
makes,
American
yeah,
money
yeah.
And it, at some point, if you don't understand the difference between professional theater and community theater, and you're giving your 30 hard-earned dollars and you're disappointed with the product, well, that affects all of
yeah.
theater.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's really an educational form for anybody that just wants to learn more about it.
And for someone who enjoys theater and has been around theater all my life, I love that it transforms you. It just,
yes.
you know, for an hour,
absolutely.
2 hours, 3 hours, or whatever.
You know
it's that experience.
I just saw a play at the Coterie Theater yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And it's called Hannah's Suitcase, a Holocaust play, and I just found it so penetrating, especially
mm-hmm.
in the day that we live in.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the disconnect
yeah.
that we live in, you know, especially over the last few weeks. I mean, I cannot get away from social media fast
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Because it's so depressing, and it's just...
I'm telling you.
Depending on your circles... You're inundated with just the choir. The same voices that you surround yourself are just being diluted and oversaturated on social media. So the great thing about theater is that it's instant, it's live, and there is a legitimate and literal connectivity to
yeah.
it. So
yeah.
I think that we're seeing a resurgence in theater
I think
across
so.
The board.
Yeah.
The last few years, maybe someone might argue that it's been depreciated because of social media. But I only speak for myself, but I'm sick of it. I'm sick
yeah.
of social media.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the disconnect. And I saw it yesterday at the Coterie, just the connectivity
yeah.
and the...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the feeling everyone breathes together, that's what they always
yeah.
say at the Kansas City Repertory Theater, which I love that analogy. And I think that's very, very important, especially today.
And one of the things that I do enjoy about theater is sometimes the after talk. I want to hear
yes.
what the directors are saying or why they did this that way and the actors. And I just find that such just a valuable tool to me
your experience.
Being there. My
yeah.
experience, thank you.
I think
yeah.
that's
going to
be part of this
yeah.
panel discussion.
Yeah,
you know, like, what makes you choose the programming you choose? Because I
yeah.
just had a conversation
oh, wow.
with George
yeah.
Harder earlier today, in fact, where we were talking about you want to take chances. You want to do a Pulitzer
sure.
Prize-winning play like Next to Normal, which maybe
yeah.
the common person hasn't heard of. But you still have to choose a season that's going to sell tickets because you're still in business.
Absolutely,
you
know,
you
yeah.
can't just do
yeah.
all the obscure plays that you researched in grad school because no one's going to come out and see it, and then you won't be able to reach anybody.
Yeah.
So there has to be a balance between, let me give some hits that have some commercial value to them, and let me make sure that I can be respectful to what I want to do as an artist and get a few Sunday in the Park with Georges in there, which if you're a musical theater fan, you
yeah.
know that. But if you're
yeah.
not, you
yeah.
maybe
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
So there's a real balance in programming in what you want to do as opposed to what you should do as opposed to what's going to be profitable.
So many of these panels have a great lineup, but you don't have the person leading the panel that you need to really truly accomplish what you set out to do.
Right.
So we're so lucky we got Tim Scott, who is a name around Kansas City as an MC,
he's pretty awesome.
Producer,
yeah.
Whether he's in Hair at the Rep or he's at MTH. He has the experience in all of these different venues and theater and business models to really introduce this audience to the subject and make sure the right things come out. And not all panel discussions have that.
Yeah, panel discussions are tough because oftentimes on radio, and I know you can, you'll agree and appreciate this, and on television, it'll just turn into a sales pitch.
Yeah.
You know, the theaters or whatever the entity is, they'll just try to just represent themselves well and give you a sales pitch. But we don't want that. I mean, that's not what we're looking for. I mean, we have the credibility and the equity already built in with the names that we have on the panel. So we really want to kind of get to the root of some of these issues and some of the information that is not readily available. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had someone said to me recently, you know, if you have the information is meant to be shared, not meant to be withheld.
So
let's get to some of this information that they don't teach you in school, that they don't teach you.
Oh my gosh.
There's no class for how to be a theater participant, a theater patron.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get to some of the, some might call it minutia, but some of the very intricate details that go into having a successful theater, having a successful theater season, being a successful producer, being a successful actor.
Beautiful. Again, tell us the details and website, if you would, for more information for our listeners.
Business of Theater. It's going to be at MTH Musical Theater Heritage, third floor of Crown Center. You can find out more information on this program on mymcpl.org/square1 Friday, February 24th at 7 p.m. with a reception to follow.
Beautiful. That sounds great. I want to thank you, Morgan Perry, for coming in. You're just always a delight. And Tim Scott, thank you so much. Do plan to come back soon, yes?
I'd love to. I love the radio. The radio is an art form. It's great.
We love
support
you on
KKFI.
Radio.
I mean, let's get serious.
Thank you.
The arts is very, very, very important. The pledge is going on right now. You can call 888-931-0901. And, you know, the arts in general, again, it's so topical today as opposed to 6 months ago. I mean, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and she soaks up so much information when she goes to see theater live or she sees anything live. And she used to go to art camp in school. So, I mean, as sincere as I can be, I mean, support the arts every chance you get.
Very good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after this. You're listening to Art Speak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez-Boyd. Every Wednesday, noon to 1 on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. Come on, folks. You can make those phones ring. 888-931-0901. This is my fifth year. I know you're tuned in. You're listening to me right now. Either through your car radio or your home radio app on your smartphone. You also have the possibility of listening to me on just streaming live at kkfi.org. But we do need your support for this little old radio station and this program, Art Speak Radio, that brings you all the arts, entertainment, performers, musicians, everyone here at the station on Art Speak Radio is an artist, is a creator, a creative person. So call 888-931-0901 because I'm at 1224 and there ain't no phones ringing, folks. I'll be honest with you. It ain't fair. Moshinola is a denizen of the Midtown Kansas City, Missouri. He's a guitarist, singer, songwriter, home recordist. He's a member of the Potluckers, old-timey fiddle, classic rock covers, originals. And he's here live in the KKFI studio. He's also a University of Missouri, Kansas City graduate, a cancer survivor, coffee lover, aspiring poet, art and culture follower, and a podcaster. Welcome, my friend.
How you doing?
Good, good. Now, before we get started, did you want me to play this the CD?
Yeah, it's a live performance, but it's a live performance actually that happened last Thursday night when I guest hosted at the open mic at Steele's Books, which is on 214 East 18th Avenue, North Kansas City, and we had an open mic there.
Do you have an open mic weekly?
Well, we have three open we have three open mics there a month. The first and third Sundays at 6 and the fourth Thursday at 7, and there will be an open jam this Saturday at 5, first Saturday, and I co-host the one on the third Sunday, uh-huh. and I'm hosting the one on the Saturday.
Okay, terrific. I've got this queued up, so
It'll be track 2.
Okay, hold on, here we go. And that's Mo Shinola. Wow, that's pretty awesome, kid.
Oh,
and that was recorded live last
week? That was recorded live at Steele's Books, yeah. It turned out to be a very, very nice recording. I recorded the whole thing in its entirety, all 90 minutes. And, for more information, you can visit SoundCloud.com and search Steele's Open Mics.
Yeah, well, you are with a group, and I think I heard you perform, your group perform at the New Year's Day open mic at the Writer's Place.
Yeah, that'd be the Time Travelers. That'd be myself, Donnie Necht, Jenny Inachi Necht, and Tim Osborne. We have a good two sets of music and more on the way, and I think we're sounding really, really good. We've played live several times, and we'll soon be recording ourselves for a demo and moving forward with that.
Wow. Well, you're really involved in a lot of other things, too.
Yes.
Jumpstart and Art, right?
Yeah, I'm the board secretary of a local arts nonprofit called Jumpstart Art. JumpstartArtKC.org. We're attempting to connect emerging artists with existing community resources, and one of the things we did is I did a poetry CD with music that I did myself and recorded some poems from local artists, which I'm attempting to in the process of making a second volume of those now as we speak. And that's something that Sharon Eicher's involved with, who I'm sure you know.
Yeah, yeah. Sharon and I go way back when, and she's been on the program too. So
yeah, another thing that I'm doing is I'm doing a songwriting collaboration with my friend, a spoken word artist named Kai Zen,
uh-huh.
and it's called One Deep Breath. And if you had time, I'd say that was the first tune on the CD there, but I don't know if you have time for that, but. That's we're in the process of creating a record ourselves also.
Wow, how do you do all this? Because like I said, you're really involved in the arts.
Yeah, well, one of the things that helps me out is that we live now in the golden age of home recording.
All the music that I make.
I pretty much do on my laptop. Mm-hmm. I recently acquired a Boss hard disk recorder that enabled me to get a really, really nice recording at Steele's, mm-hmm. and I'll be using it. But, I play the guitar. I don't play any other instruments but the guitar. I've taken a stab at banjo, which is, I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
But
And you did bring your guitar in the studio, so if you want to, if anytime you're ready and you want to play us a tune.
Yes, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a tune that I always refer to as... I always refer to this tune as the most dangerous song in America, and it's a tune called General Strike, and it's in the key of G, if anyone wants to play along, and here I'll go ahead and start it. That'd be the short version.
Very good. Thank you so much, and thank you for coming in and talking to us about all the things that you do, and we can see you at the bookstore.
For more information about my personal music, you can reach moshinola.bandcamp.com for the Hippie Protest record, and that's basically where you'd go for that. I have a YouTube channel, Moshinola1, one word, all rolled together. There's a bunch of my videos there, including one for Healthy Disregard and a lot of other stuff.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend Mo. Thank you for coming in today, and we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after this.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes of a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a film from director-writer Mike Mills, and it's called 20th Century Women.
Starring Annette Bening and Greta Gerwig. Annette Bening, I think, carries the film in the sense that she has, in my opinion, the best dialogue. But at times I thought the film was like a play.
Yeah, I get that. It's a slice-of-life drama that's also a coming-of-age movie about about a woman in the 1970s who's raising her 15-year-old son in a very free-spirited bohemian way.
Yes, and it's at times curious who's raising who, the son or the mother.
That's a good point. She has a boarding house, and so she enlists the people that are staying with her to help her raise him and give him a kind of very liberal perspective on life.
Yes. I thought Annette's character had the best lines in this film, and she delivered them just so, it seems so very real. But another aspect of this is that none of the characters really fit in with the world except with each other.
That's a good point. Yeah, they're all kind of square pegs and trying to get in round holes, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Mills is also the writer-director of Beginners, which is the film that won an Oscar for Christopher Plummer as Best Supporting Actor. He played a man who came out as gay in his 70s, and it's really based on Mike Mills' father. Well, this one's based on his mother, and the obvious affection that he has for her and her way of raising him comes through loud and clear, even though it was a struggle at the time.
What was the little boy, the 15-year-old, him?
Yes.
Oh, well, I wish I'd known that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. But it's really carried by the actors.
If you can go with the plot and it's just a stream of consciousness, it does present something that may be worth looking at.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.
Supporting KKFI is Kansas City Ragtime Revelry, bringing world-renowned ragtime musicians to Kansas City. Ragtime music, descendant of classical and the roots of jazz, blues, rock, and hip-hop, once called shameless music, whether lyrical or complex and high energy. Presenting Frederick Hodges and Richard Dowling on Saturday, February 4th, 2 o'clock p.m., yes, 2 o'clock p.m., at Schmidt Music in Rosanna Square, 119th and Metcalf. More info at kcragtime.org.
This is Art Speak Radio, and Maria Vasquez-Boyd with you here Wednesday, noon to 1 o'clock-ish, Central Standard Time. And in the studio, I've got that lovely Bill Sundahl.
Well, hello, everybody.
Our Feisty Special Events Coordinator, who's going to talk about why you should pledge. And give us that number.
I think if you dial 888-931-0901, you already feel the community that we are helping to build and helping that we are a part of in Kansas City and in Lawrence and in Holt and in Paola and anywhere else in our, you know, 75-80 mile radius that we broadcast to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And and more specifically, this particular show is personally one of my favorites because I learned so much about what people are doing in the community, the support that they're bringing to their peers and their communities. I feel like we're sort of like generally talk to everybody about everything. Like, hey, everybody, this is going on. But right now I'd like to talk to you specifically. If you can hear my voice, I'm talking directly to you. That's dialing 888-931-0901 is a way to feel great about supporting the community the community radio station that supports you and your endeavors and the things you're interested in, because you wouldn't be listening otherwise. I assume you would have changed the channel by now if you didn't care about what we're doing here and find value in it. So,
and I think with my program, Art Speak Radio, it truly is local artists and writers and poets and performers and musicians and people that I want to showcase, highlight, make the community aware of their presence here in the community and what they have to offer the community. So
I can't count the number of times that I've learned about a new artist or a new play or a new book just from listening in my office at KKFI.org. I mean, I'm in the building, but I stream it at my desk because it's just, you know, I don't have a radio in my office.
Well, and the times when I've been out of town or listening to another of our programmers' programs, I will listen online whether I'm in Chicago or Seattle or Austin or wherever.
Yeah. So if you're listening online from Japan, from Belgium, anywhere in Belgium, really.
I have folks that
Brussels
listen.
Specifically.
Yeah. I have folks that listen in Hawaii.
You can just click the donate button right there in the top right of KKFI.org's homepage and avail yourselves of our online form. And you can get the T-shirt or the guest DJ as a thank you gift for making your kind donation to keep community radio alive. And to keep it independent, that's sort of our overarching theme of this pledge drive, is to keep independent media independent. And we are able to do that through donations from you. We don't have, you know, large governmental grants. We survive at the discretion of our community, and that's you.
Yeah, and we are an arts organization, so we know how the arts really struggle in this economy. So 888-931-0901. Please don't make me be the only one who's going to pledge. Because,
that will not be the case. We're going to get those phones all lit up. And so we want you to just consider what value this station brings, and what value you get from Maria's show and all the hard work that she puts into it to bring you the news, views, public affairs of what's going on. I mean, really, how many? You have 4 or 5 guests a show in an hour.
You know, I try.
I bet you beat Mark. Mark, I think he said like 180 guests last year.
Man, I had that last
week. Exactly, right?
But I just think everything is so time sensitive with openings and events and readings and whatnot, that I like to kind of push it, give some wiggle room for those artists that want to talk about their work, want to invite the public to their receptions and that sort of thing. So I always try to make room for everybody. Right.
And that's why we exist. That's why KKFI is here.
Our mission goals.
Yeah.
It was so interesting with the last guest. I mean, I was shocked to learn there's another bookstore in town, let alone that they have a live open mic night.
Where did you learn that?
Right here on KKFI. Why you have to call 888-931-0901 right now and make a pledge and keep Maria on the air right here.
So we will take this show. Right. You got 2 minutes. No.
Well, you know, I am in my 5th year, and so obviously there is a need for a program such as
Without a doubt. How many calls? I mean, I guarantee you aren't able to let every single person that gets a hold of you about being on the show on the air, because there's just too many people that... too many things going on. So, all I'm getting at is, like, there's so much going on. You do your very best to cover it all, that sometimes it spills over to Arts Magazine, or sometimes it spills over to Anything Goes on Charles Cruz's show.
And that's a great segue, because as I'm looking at the phone banks, I see our lovely Michael Hogue, who's there.
That's exactly right.
Answering phones, if they would ring. And he's on Mondays, noon to 1. And then Charles Ferrugia, who's on Friday, noon to 1. We have your arts programming right here.
Mm-hmm. The Arts Lunch. There we go. I'm doing it. I'm changing all the program schedules right now.
Artful Lunch Hour.
The Artful Lunch Hour. All right. Now I'm hungry. Hungry for donations at 888-931-0901. That was terrible. I'm sorry, everybody. That happened.
But you're cute. Thank you.
Okay, gets me by.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, just that Ralph takes time out of his day to come in here and help tell the world about what we've got. And you've been around the station for, geez, at least 3 years.
At least 3 years. Yeah, you can put at least a zero behind that.
It's obviously important to you and important to the community.
I feel it's very important to the community. And, you know, I was talking earlier about 100,000 watts and just... the concept of that is just, it's really hard to wrap your mind around. But, for example, I had to make an emergency trip to Sedalia Sunday afternoon, and there was some on the radio that I really wanted to hear. I had it on KKFI down 50 Highway all the way past Warrensburg, and I was listening to KKFI. Mm-hmm. Didn't make it quite to Sedalia, but all the way to Warrensburg. And I've been sitting in driveways in Columbia, Missouri, and just caught, you know, a wisp of this radio station.
Yeah.
It's a huge area that we cover. And I know there's somebody out there who just really needs to support us right now and call 888-931-0901 and say, hey, I hear what you're saying. I can hear your station loud and clear. I love listening to what you're doing out there. You know, you update me on the arts with all these shows, and it's a great service. So please, if you like this service, give us just a little bit of your money so we can keep it going.
888-931-0901. 0901 is the way to support KKFI right now in our winter pledge drive. The phone volunteers will tell you all about the thank you gifts at the different levels, they really are just we just want to find creative ways to say thank you that mean something to you. That's why we have so many different kinds of levels, and some people would never wear a T-shirt, but they love folk music. Mm-hmm. We go out of our way to try and be appreciative in every way we can. But the real way we appreciate our listeners is to continue to give them 90.1 KKFI.
Give them what they want. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
And thank you
for all you do, Maria.
You're welcome.
Not just here. I know this is not the only organization you're involved in, and I guarantee you they all feel that you're a treasure to them, too. So thank you very much.
You are loved, my friend. That's our friend Bill Sundahl, our special events coordinator. And since we've got Ralph Tomlinson here live in the studio, he's looking around. He's going to talk about the 2017 events for the Olathe Library. Just like us, they're committed to serving the people of Olathe. We're more than Olathe, but it's a terrific library, and you've got so many wonderful things happening. So let's talk about that.
It's sort of wild that we talk to the library all the time, that we sort of have become this music library we've got books, we've got DVDs, downloadable magazines and downloadable books and everything else you can imagine that a library would have. But we've sort of become a musical venue in Olathe. And, of course, Betsy, who was here earlier on Mark Manning's show, runs a monthly jam session at the library. We usually have 15, 20 folks come out.
It's very exciting that she does that.
Play tunes. Yeah. It's a great time. Yeah. If you play music, come on out to the library on the first Tuesday of the month and join us. It starts at 6:30. Just come after work. Pack your guitar, come on out, and if you like to sing, come and sing. If you like to play, come and play. If you just like hearing music, come and hear music.
So, yeah, and I have to ask you about that. The people that come in and just jam, do you have to be at any particular level in terms of your music performance
let me play sometimes, and I can sometimes manage a chord or two. So you don't have to be your skill level is not important. Yeah. What's important is just getting in the community and getting out there and just having a fun evening, We've had a lot of teachers have brought their students in because it's a great learning environment. Like I said, I joke around about it. I am really not that good on guitar, and they will let me play every now and then. We have people who have not played their instruments in years that are dragging out of the closet and come out there and play. It's a great way to spend an evening.
But now, I understand there's two locations. There's the Olathe Library downtown, which is at 201 East Park Street, and then the Olathe Indian Creek Library. Both have live music performances, or?
Well, funny you should ask. Actually, for a long time, we've had all of our music programs at our downtown library, the one on Park Street, which is close to the courthouse in Olathe. But I've decided we're just going to keep the jam session at our downtown location, and we're going to start moving our music programs out to the Indian Creek Library. And that's on Merlin, where mm-hmm. Merlin and Santa Fe cross. There's a shopping center there. We have a temporary location there. We're going to keep it open for a couple of years. Some of you may know, in March 2016, we had a water main break underneath our Indian Creek Library, and we didn't know what to do, and we spent a year sort of floundering around, and finally we opened a temporary location there at Merlin and Santa Fe. So that's going to be open for a couple of years. And actually, the water main break may have been a godsend because we've actually purchased a new building, or the city of Olathe has purchased a new building, and probably in a couple of years we're going to have the biggest library that we've ever had in Olathe.
Oh, wow.
We bought an old grocery store that had been abandoned, and we're turning that into a brand new library. And it's about five times as big as our other Indian Creek Library was. So it'll be great to move into that.
So what are some upcoming events for this new year?
Because upcoming events, the thing I'm really excited about right now is February. Folk Alliance is in town, and every once in a while I piggyback on Folk Alliance and bring somebody in town that's going to be at Folk Alliance. February 20th, we have James Hill and Ann Janelle who are going to come in and they're doing a couple of ukulele workshops. If you don't know James Hill, James Hill is probably the best ukulele player in the world, according to a lot of critics. The Honolulu Star calls him a rare peer of Hawaiian ukulele players. And he's from Canada, of all places. But he's just an amazing ukulele player. That event, we've moved to the Olathe Community Center, which is on Kansas City Road. It's 1205 East Kansas City Road. We think we're going to have such a big turnout for that. Just like I said, he's an amazing, amazing ukulele player. He is going to be at the Folk Alliance.
Yeah, should I play a little snippet?
Yeah, maybe if you can do track three on there, we'll hear a little of James Hill. And opening for James Hill is our local favorite artist, Victor and Penny, who we always love to see.
Perfect. Hold on. So he's going to be there at the library.
He's actually
at the Folk Alliance.
Two workshops at the library. Unfortunately, those workshops filled up in about 3 days. So they're limited to 30 people, so those filled up in 3 days. And he's going to be playing at the Olathe Community Center.
Wow.
The doors open at 7 o'clock. Victor and Penny will open the show. It's a very small venue, so get there as soon as you can and stand in line because it's first come, first serve. And it will, I guarantee, a great evening. His wife, Ann Janelle, plays cello, and they have won several awards in Canada for their folk music, so that'll be great.
That's awesome.
Coming up in March, on a Saturday, we're having Linda Tilton in to do some ukulele lessons. She's going to do some beginning ukulele lessons on Saturday morning, so come in and learn how to play ukulele. We actually check out ukuleles at the library, and if you want to come to one of our workshops or one of our classes, ukulele classes, just let us know, and we have some there in the library that you can use for the classes as well.
This ukulele is never going away, folks. I mean, you know, it had that sort of a renaissance, and it's got some staying power.
Yeah, it's kind of ebbed and flowed for years. I mean, it was big in the 20s, it came back in the 50s, it came back in the 90s, and it's back again. On March 15th, we're bringing in a band from Lawrence they're a lot of fun. It's the Alfred Packer Memorial String Band. They play a lot around Lawrence. They're doing a new CD, and they're going to come into the library and play some songs for us. On April 18th, which is a Tuesday, we're going to have Betsy and Clark come in, and they're going to do their Brushy Creek Band, which is Betsy and Clark, as well as Brett Hodges and Alex Mallett on bass. On May 25th, we have a band from New Mexico who's coming through. They're called Bio Seco, which is dry bio, I guess. They do a kind of music they call chili gumbo music. They spend a lot of their life in New Orleans, so they do some New Orleans tunes, some Louisiana music. But they specialize in New Mexico, music of New Mexico. They actually do a barn dance in New Mexico. Ken, who's with the band, has actually cataloged a lot of sort of native New Mexico music, so he's going to come in and play that for us.
Beautiful.
And then on down the road in June, we've got Otter Creek, who's from Salt Lake City, Utah. July, we're still looking for somebody to book for that. August, we've got Flagship Romance, who are going to be in town at the Folk Alliance as well. In October, we've got some friends from Austin, the Flying A's, who are going to come in and play. So we've nearly got half the year filled up, more than half the year filled up, and keep an eye on our website, which is olathelibrary.org.
Beautiful. Yeah, we'll do that.
Keep track of what events are coming up, and we'd be glad to have you come out and enjoy some music in the library.
Terrific. Terrific. Hey, Ralph, you got someone to thank?
We do have somebody to thank. Joelle St. Pierre has...
Yay, we love you, Joelle.
Given us a I think I heard her name earlier today, too.
You know what?
Joelle is just a sweet, sweet person. She's great.
Yeah. I would not be surprised. She'll
be volunteering down to Folk Alliance with it, I'm sure. So.
A huge supporter of KKFI. And for all your love and your support, Joelle, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, yeah, she's huge in the music. The Folk Alliance.
Yeah, she hangs out down there. So.
She will be sleepless for days, for weeks, for months. She eats, loves, and just the music. It's all about the music.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Anything, any last words that you want to tell us, Ralph, or we?
Last words are you need to call the station.
888-931-0901
or go online at kkfi.org.
Yeah.
You know, I keep saying keep us on the air, but it's true. We depend on the donations of people like you, people who listen to this radio station to keep us going. And we've been doing it. We've pulled this off for about 29 years. So I think we can keep doing it.
Yeah,
We know it's going to be harder as we go forward, but I think community radio right now is probably the most important thing in your life, whether you realize it or not. I know you'd miss it if it were gone.
Absolutely.
And we do so many shows, the news shows we do in the mornings, the alternative radio show, Democracy Now!, all the talk shows that we do in the mornings, the news, public affairs
on Saturdays.
Yeah.
We've got, the 10th voice, the LGBT community has a voice here on the radio.
Yeah.
We've got Woman's Song with Linda Wilson, and she's been around here at the station for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And as a new kid coming in my fifth year, I feel like I have nothing compared to some of these veterans that have been on doing this show for nearly 30 years.
Yeah. And we have our comedy radio show once a month, which is
there
Shocking the Night. Occasionally you'll hear my voice there, friend's voice. We have a lot of fun with that. So there's a wide diversity on this radio station that you're not going to get anyplace else. So that's why you need to call 888-931-0901 right now.
And you know what? Look who stepped into the room with us. That's Barry Lee. We only have a few more minutes before we go into jail.
And I bring cookies.
You're so funny.
I'll give you a cookie if you call in and pledge your support to this lovely show.
Well, and I can tell you it's half eaten, but still you should call.
I got one that's still fresh. I have an extra cookie.
931-0901.
Thank you for supporting. We've already gotten a pledge, and hopefully people are going to be dialing right now. You're running out of time for Maria's show, and I hope you appreciate all of the great people and events that she brings to you every single week. She works very hard to put this show together, and it's an excellent show every week. And those of you who get something from this, and even if those of you who don't, if you just want to support community radio because it's important, it's more important than ever, call us at 888-931-0901. It's most important that we hear from you, and any amount is fine.
Great, thank you. You know, and I want to also thank my guests today here on Earth Speak Radio. I hear you crunching. You're so cute. You're so cute. I want to thank Morgan Perry, Tim Scott, Mo Shinola, Ralph Tomlinson. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having that insight and the passion for radio that got us rolling. So,
just think of it as resist radio in this Trump era.
I love that. I love that. Next week, February 8th, we've got artist Lori Button on. Arzi Umali, who's the assistant director of the UMKC Women's Center. She's going to join us. Also, I'm working on getting Patty Reese at the Vollen Gallery way out in the beautiful Flint Hills on tap, on either by radio, or she'll be here live in the studio to talk about the upcoming exhibition at the Vollen Gallery, which is stems out of Marfa, Texas. Stay tuned next for Jeff Harshbarger for Jazz Afternoon at 1 o'clock. He'll be up with you. I just saw him come in. So thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate each and everyone's ears out there. Do like us on Facebook. Call 888-931-0901. Make your pledge. And you know what? I'm going to say it. You say it with me. Honey, I'm coming home.